We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Happy Monday. Hey, at least the sun's shining out there, right?
Yes.
I gotta tell you something. My notebook's never been crazier. Just as I look through my notes, almost everything is about this stuff. Like some little shaded, like, oh, what about that point? You know, write it down. What about that point? Typically, politics take up a quarter of my page. And I don't know. I can't get away from it. I've never felt less like I'm doing a show, and I've never felt more like I'm just. And this can sound so self-serving, or virtue signaling, or whatever it is, humble bragging. But I've just never felt more like I'm just talking to people. Now, does it make sense? I just feel like this tsunami came through. And no one was left really standing. We're all just shaken. And I kind of don't feel like the same person I was last week, if that makes sense. Not to be overly dramatic, but man, you can take one of three approaches to what happened in D.C. last week over the weekend. You can ignore it and just do your best to have fun with your family and friends. You can watch it and let it affect you, or you can just, like, go into the stew pot. And I'm somewhere between two and three. What I was walked away with was, this was so much worse than I thought. It just, now that we kind of have our arms around it, and we're kind of getting the videos, and people are being arrested, and we're hearing their statements, and FBI is investigating whether it was MAGA or Antifa, and all this stuff. And now we're getting people's opinions and Congress people and what's going to happen. Just the riot, insurrection, breach, whatever you want to call it, was so much worse than I thought last week when we were covering it. So much more widespread, so much more violent and intent of violence. I didn't realize there are all these people with zip ties and, you know, a cop getting beaten with the American flag, that's a little on the nose, you know? Like, if I wrote an anti-Trump MAGA movie and I had a part where a cop was getting beaten by a Trump banner, the director would make me take it out. That's just a little too stupid. But it happened. So here we are. USA 2.0. Like, it just really, really feels like that. It really, truly, to me, feels like nothing's the same. I don't know what it's going to be, but everything's going to be different. You guys feeling the same, or did you have more of a relaxing weekend? I couldn't stay away from the stuff.
Of course, moved on.
Yeah.
No, good for you.
Yeah.
I wish I had that capacity. How are you able to just move on?
Well, it doesn't do me any good to stew over things. I've just found that I just get riled, and there's no good point to it. So I just look at it and say, I happen, and I understand it, and more information comes out, but I try to not immerse myself in it.
Did you come to any Sue conclusions? Like, here's what I think happened. Here's what I think the fault lies at their feet. Or did you not feel a need to go into that?
I guess I feel as though bad. It doesn't matter what way you lean or whose fault it is. Bad behavior is bad behavior. And obviously, this is bad behavior on a large scale. It happened. And I guess I'm just ready to move forward from just everything bad, and let's try to go forward. That I guess that's it for me. I just want to move ahead.
How? And I'm not trying to bait you or debate you, but how do you do that? Like, how functionally do you do that?
How functionally do you do that? Well, I guess I put it in the category of if there's any good to be found by delving in and getting myself worked up. But I have found over years that that doesn't serve me well. It doesn't benefit me. And I want personally some peace.
No,
I'd like peace for the country.
Yeah, I meant for the country.
Yes.
Like, how would you begin to start moving on? If you were in charge of things, what would you do?
Well, I think I would just follow the law. In other words, let's just move forward. Let's go to the next inauguration. Let's put Joe Biden in office. Let's just follow everything, follow the law. We'll, just like the FBI is doing, we put people in jail who need to be in jail, who broke the law and broke into the Capitol. We handle that and just keep moving forward.
Rach, any revelations over the weekend?
No revelations. I'm kind of with you. I saw a couple videos that I wish I could unsee. It's extremely upsetting. But I said last week, it seems to be getting worse to me every day. I guess that's kind of tapered off, and now I'm just living with the shame that this happened in our country. It's incredibly upsetting. It's a wound, and we're trying to heal from it right now. I don't have any need to prove, like, it was Antifa. It was all... Look, it could have... Every single person could have been a MAGA supporter. That doesn't mean that I think every MAGA supporter is going to storm the Capitol. That's just common sense. So mm-hmm. I don't have this, like... I don't feel the need to put on the brakes as far as, like, labeling anyone. Who cares? The people who broke in... There are people who I believe just saw, oh my gosh, the doors are open, let's go. I think there are plenty of people who did that. And then there are people with zip ties and explosives, and those people should be treated as domestic terrorists because that's what they are. It's really, I'm more like freaked out by all of this social media stuff. I feel like I'm drowning. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what's the right thing to do in this situation. I just feel very scared and insecure, and sure, plenty of people feel that way. And I think a lot of times when people do the finger pointing and the labeling, I think that's an attempt to get your feet on some sort of solid ground. Like Sue just described, like she's going to back away from it and take care of herself. And I respect that. I think other people dive in headfirst trying to make a narrative make sense so they can try to wrap their brains around it and have a story so they yeah. feel better about it. I think everyone copes with something like this very differently.
Yeah, I think that if aliens landed at the Washington Monument and said, hey, this is what's been going on. There's no God. There's no Jesus. I think and would expect Christians to, for a period of time at least, try to make it make sense within their religion. Does that make sense? You don't just go, well, okay.
Right.
I was wrong about that. I welcome our new Blorg Blorg overlords. I think you would try to figure out how you can still keep your beliefs, values, identities in light of this new information. And I think that's what's happening here, too, that everyone on both sides, I mean, the people on the right are on defense. The people on the left are clearly in attack mode. But I think everyone's trying to make it make sense within their frame of reference. Guys, anything over the weekend before we move on?
I found it impossible to look. It's been such a fast moving week. You know what I mean? And such a fast moving weekend. So many things happening so quickly. And this always happens to me with big news stuff like this. I'm compelled to know everything. Like I can't look away for fear that I might miss something or not be on top of something as soon as it happens. And that's kind of where I found myself this weekend, just kind of
doom scrolling.
Yeah, doom scrolling in effect, and doom googling and doom researching and. Checking all your sites and sources and things because it's just like, I don't know.
Did you learn anything interesting?
And you know, that's the funniest part is that not really. No, I mean, I was certainly on top of all the things as they happened, all the social media bannings and the responses to that and stuff like that. And you know, the arrests as they were coming in, trying to stay on top of that and the identities of the people who were being arrested and what they were being arrested for and what they've done in the past or what could they have done in the future if they weren't arrested, that sort of a thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess I wouldn't say I feel, like, enriched by the knowledge, you know what I mean?
Tones?
I'm probably more like Rachel. I tried to stay away from it. I mean, that's kind of been my, I've been kind of preaching that for the last few months, that, you know, that it's good for the soul to unplug when you can, especially if you're just waiting in this every single day like we are. And so I did that again. I mean, I did, you know, you can't help but by osmosis take in some of the things that are happening. I didn't have any big revelations over the weekend. I'm waiting for the opportunity to, like Sue was saying, it's time to move forward. I agree with that. I'm waiting for somebody to come up with a good plan on how to do that, because it doesn't seem like anybody's interested in that part of it. And that's what makes me the most sad and kind of makes me feel desperate and hopeless, that I have not yet seen any evidence that we're moving towards actually solving any problems.
It certainly seems like a fait accompli that the president will be impeached again. They have introduced resolution. They've introduced a resolution basically saying, hey, Mike Pence, you have 24 hours to invoke the 25th Amendment. And then on Wednesday, they're set to vote on that. And then Wednesday, they are set to vote on impeachment. And I don't think Mike Pence is coming anywhere near the 25th Amendment. So my guess is the show on Wednesday, by the time we take air on Wednesday, the president will have been impeached again.
Yeah. There's nothing that can stop them.
And so, again, I can't believe, I remember back when the first impeachment ended, and the next week, Nancy Pelosi said something like, we're not afraid to impeach him again. And we just all laughed and, yeah, like that's possible in some universe. Well, it's probably going to happen.
Yeah. And proceedings wouldn't start until the 20th, which is also inauguration.
Isn't that
day.
Inauguration
well,
day?
Well, here's what they would do. So you can vote to impeach and then take your time sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate to have a trial. And my understanding from several interviews I've heard with upper level Democrats is that they would impeach him on Wednesday and then they would just sit on it. Probably 100, give Biden his classic 100 days in office, and then send it to the Senate.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
And because there's no way through impeachment they'll get him out before he leaves naturally in 9 days.
Right.
And I keep hearing and accepted it that, well, this is mostly so that he can't run again.
Yeah.
Well, he can. If he's impeached, he can run again. If he is found guilty by the Senate, he can still run again, because the Senate would have to take a separate vote on that, on whether he could run again for president. So let's say that they impeach him on Wednesday. 120 days from now, the Senate convicts. He is truly impeached. He can come back in 2024.
So how can any of it be considered anything but political grandstanding?
Well, I do think that a lot of people on the left, including those in Congress, probably feel like we would feel as parents. Right, wrong, fair or unfair, a price must be paid. You know, we had our members literally lying on the ground in tears as your people, this is their argument, mm-hmm. ran around down two floors down. We could see them. We were in fear of our lives. You fomented this. You incited it. This is because of you. You have to pay a price. I think that's one way they're thinking. And then, of course, 90% of any politician's mind is politics.
Yeah.
So it's what's yeah. best for us, what's worse for them, so forth
I
and so
I think that
on.
First explanation is their cover
rationale.
Story. Yeah, they're, yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
It's their rationale.
Right, now, I think it's pure political grandstanding. I also don't care. At this point, nothing surprises me. Just if this is what you feel like the House needs to be focused on right now, I'm not gonna sit here and like make a big. This says anybody that would says it like I can't believe Nancy Pelosi yeah. would take these actions. Have you not been paying attention? So
personally, it'll be no surprise to anyone who knows this show. I'm ready for Donald Trump to go away. Just go away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for you to be gone out of my life. However, I don't have the passion or the priority of hurting him. I don't need to spank him on the way out. I don't need him to be impeached. I don't need him to never be able to run again. I don't need them to take away his pension. I don't need any of those things. I would be okay if he just sort of went away.
Yeah.
But I don't make any decisions.
I think the judgment of the American voter is way
Agreed.
More harsh
Agreed.
Than anything any politician can do.
See, I think there's also being, and when I say I'm a strategist, I don't mean I'm a good one. I just mean that's the way I think. But as a strategist, I think the right is about as chastened as it's ever been. And the people on the left can, for some amount of time, take the high road and just go, my God, tisk, 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 you people. Can you believe this? Rest of the country? Look at these guys. And what are you going to do? What are you going to say?
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, if we've proven one thing over the past 10 years or so, no one takes the high road for very long.
Mm-mm.
And I think it's a strategic mistake to make the president a martyr, to continue to go after him, because then you're going to force people to take a stand. Right now, I think a lot of people on the right are privately pretty embarrassed.
Yeah.
But you start coming after him, you start shutting them down, and you can't have your websites, and you can't have, you know, you can't get your views across. That emboldens people. And so I think the left is about to, as a lot of my callers would say, awaken a sleeping giant again, when if they would just give it some air, just someone just crapped on the floor. Just let it sit there for a minute. You know, we all understand. I don't know that you need to start the attack mode and take the focus off of that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back, guys. 330 DGS. We're also used to hearing pundits say obvious things on air, and over the weekend I heard 100 times, unite the country, unite the country, unite the country. Typically going after someone like, well, Biden's not uniting the country, or blah, blah, blah. Don't you think, I think, that that's such a rare thing. That even if you went back to 1866, right after what to Abraham Lincoln, mm-hmm. who we think of as the great uniter, we only have a country because of him, and he brought the North and the South back together. I bet people didn't think that back then. I bet very few people called him Lincoln the uniter back then.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's well, probably true.
No, it's only coming right off the
Republicans.
Civil War.
Yeah. The Republicans probably did. Hmm. You know what I mean? It's been that way. I'm sure that there was that he could have been sloganed that way by his team, but he won a war. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He won a war. And that and the results of that war was keeping the United States together.
Ooh, you just had a chill.
Boy.
Thinking about Lincoln.
Sure did. You know, I was thinking about it. I had a Fox News related injury over the weekend.
Hmm.
First of all, I hurt myself on my sofa. That doesn't make me proud. But I had spent a little time there, and I was a little stiff, and Greg Gutfeld show came on, and
I
moved so quickly. I couldn't find the clicker in my weighted blankets. I moved so quickly to throw them off and find it to get rid of Greg Gutfeld that I hurt myself.
Mm-hmm. Dislocated that shoulder.
I have a trick Greg Gutfeld shoulder. I think that whole thing's fascinating, too. We're going to get into the parlor being basically deplatformed.
Can you explain how you hurt yourself on your sofa?
That was it.
That was it.
Oh, that was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said you had already hurt yourself,
and then
this happened on top of it.
No. Oh, okay. That was it.
I thought you were already nursing a wound.
No,
I was aggravated
perfectly
it.
Healthy before okay. the Greg Gutfeld show came
Got
on.
Got it.
Sorry. I was ripped.
Sorry. I thought you said that you had already hurt yourself.
No.
Before that
I was painting my abs.
Started.
Seeking $2.8 million in damages from Greg Gutfeld.
Before we get into the whole Parler being deplatformed thing, since we're in this business and since we're a Fox News affiliate, here's my thought. I think Fox News will and should go to the middle because they are dead man walking to most of the Trump supporters, I would think. Right? Maybe that's just like a convenient narrative. They keep finding people at the march saying Fox News and they're like fake news, whatever. But with Newsmax, who eerily advertises during the Fox News minute here, and OAN and all these that will pop up, I just feel like Fox News, their only play is to become a little more moderate. You guys agree or disagree?
I think that the people that don't watch Fox News or hate Fox News will run off the road when they hear me say this. I think of the major networks, they're already the most middle of the group. Not saying that they are in the middle. I'm saying that they are the most in the middle, which doesn't take much because
I think if you take out all opinion from all the stations and you just put the quote unquote news product up, I don't think you can argue that.
Yeah.
Because to me, right. like CNN and MSNBC, they never stop giving opinions.
Yeah. And that's my point. In Fox, when they are giving opinions, most of the time it's conservative opinion, but they do at least pretend to represent the other side at times. So, and I think that that is part of, I think that's one of the reasons why they continue to have higher ratings than the rest, because at least you can go there and hear both sides of the argument. One may be painted, the conservative side may be painted superiorly yeah. or get more of the voices, but at least you're going to get a somewhat honest representation of the argument.
Agreed.
More than you're going to get on the other two. And so if I'm right and that is contributing to why they have better ratings than the others, then yeah, I would agree with you that that's what people want. I think is they want, because I know I only like I turn on certain channels just to hear the others, just to hear people that I know I'm going to disagree with, because I want to hear, I need to know what their argument is if I'm going to debate it or even maybe change my mind. So more and more, I think, I hope that people are going to want both sides to be represented. So that would be the right way to go.
So if you'd like to call in on this or tweet, feel free. 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. As you guys know, I don't have any social media. Doesn't mean I don't understand the basics of it, but I don't understand anything past the basics. And as I understand it, Parler, which was the right's answer to Twitter, and anything goes and everyone's verified and there's no fake accounts and you can say what you want to say, that they are basically dead in the water now because all of the businesses that supported them, whether through pay apps or hosted them on their platforms, have just said no. So it brings up a lot of great questions. First of all, is that a smart thing for big tech to do? Is it a dumb thing? Does it make them into folklore heroes? It's about rights and obligations and privileges. If I start the new Twitter, do I have a right to be on the Amazon servers? Is it a privilege to be on the Amazon servers? It's not First Amendment, as far as I know, because the government's not involved in any way. And Tony, who owns Amazon, can go, I don't like Dave. I don't want his new Twitter being on there. What do you guys think?
Such a great question. It's such a great question. I said last week and other times, and I stand by this, that as much as I think that the reason Twitter and Facebook are banning so many accounts is politically motivated, and I believe unethical, you know, something I disagree with, actions that I disagree with, they're their own companies. They can make their own rules and their own policies and do whatever they want. And I would say you know, that's the problem with monopolies. That's why we have. That's why when you put all of your eggs in the Twitter and Facebook basket, that it can all be taken away. So create other platforms like Parler and other apps. But now the discussion has evolved into we are not even allowed to, nobody's even allowed to make other platforms because all the other platforms are being shut down. I don't have enough legal knowledge to know what the answer is.
What's your
is
gut?
There.
What's your playground rules gut? Like, hey, that's no fair.
My playground rules gut is that it is unfair because I have seen, and you can find very quickly, other social media accounts or areas where there is a lot more hate being disseminated than probably what you would have seen on Parler that just go unchecked. But since I don't know enough about Parler. Is Parler just, is it just right wing talk or was it just
I think it was, so during the summer is really when I became aware of Parler, and the whole point is you can basically say what you want as long as you're not violating the Constitution. So a lot of right wing people found that very appealing because there were certain things that were being flagged or taken down on Facebook or Twitter, people getting their accounts suspended because, you know, Facebook or Twitter thought that they were making threats or alluding to violence or spreading conspiracy theories. So Parler was like, hey, you can do what you want over here. The reason that's been given for taking Parler off the app stores and stuff has been you haven't done enough. You haven't acted in good faith to take care of these.
You're giving
threats.
A voice to.
Right. So, I mean, while you can find it on Twitter and Facebook, and I think Twitter and Facebook could have done a much better job or at least put a lot more effort into policing violent behavior or the encouraging of violent behavior and words and didn't. They still had some methods in place to try to flag this content. It's being said that Parler did nothing, essentially. And people were planning things specifically on January 6th, and they just went totally unchecked. So I think that was the, whether you want to call that an excuse or not, that was the explanation given for these actions. It's a really tough subject, because when you explain it that way, I'm like, okay, I mean, I guess I get why you wouldn't want to host that if they're saying all these horrible things. There have been plenty of websites that have been shut down, like 8chan and stuff. Like, just bad stuff was going on and nothing was being done to fight it. So they ended up getting shut down. But then, yeah, you get into like, okay, so are we going to make a new platform? What is exactly the line that these tech companies get to draw? Why did we wait until something really bad happened to make a move? That's the question I keep asking is like, wow, okay, so this whole time you could have just taken people offline and you didn't. You waited until the, like, I just don't fully understand what's happening, and I don't really understand what the final moment was that made everyone pull the trigger at the exact same time. It's super weird to hear from Trump nonstop, and now it's very odd to not be hearing from him.
Agreed.
It's just a personal adjustment for me.
Yeah. Rodney, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rodney Malady, and I am listening to your segment and just heard you say that Trump and Republicans need to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Is that it?
Okay. No, that's not it. I feel like you're being a traitor.
That's a big word.
Yeah, because...
Can you turn your radio down? Ace, can you turn your radio down?
My radio is down. Us American people, the real working class people of Missouri and St. Louis, are sick and tired of being shut up.
Let me ask you a question, Rodney. If were you ready for Barack Obama to move on when he was leaving the Oval Office? Did that make you a traitor?
Barack Obama served his two terms.
Yeah, and President Trump lost this election.
No. He didn't lose his election.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rodney. I'm willing to have conversations. I'm not willing to talk that kind of crap. Welcome back, guys. 2 minutes shy of 4 p.m. A lot of phone calls coming in on this. Just to let you know why I got rid of caller Rodney. Here's the deal. I have the feeling Rodney is probably new to the show. If you're not new to the show, you know that we'll talk about anything. And if you want to call the show, if we're talking about it, if I'm in the mood to talk about it, because it's my show, if you want to call the show and say, hey, I really think Donald Trump won the election, and here's how. I would love to hear that. When you start the call with, you are a traitor because you want the president to move on, even though the Electoral College has spoken, we don't really have a lot to talk about. That anyone who thinks the president did not win the election is a traitor. That's incredible. That is incredible, dangerous hyperbole. And people like Rodney, in my opinion, are exactly the reason why we're here. There's one color on his palette, not even two, much less a whole wide range of colors that he can draw from to form his opinions. It's just one. That's it. That form his identity. Hello, Nick. Thanks for calling.
Dave, thank you so much for actually taking this stuff head on with people. Thank you. Please do a 4-hour segment. Just open up the lines, Dave, and let people call in and just talk sense into them. I know it's going to be exhausting. Come over to my house afterwards. I'll get you a steak. You can listen to Foo Fighters the entire time. But this, it has to be done, and you're doing an outstanding job.
I think they want Robbie to make love to Nick. Nick, will you date me? I like steak and Foo Fighters. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey.
I just had called to say pretty much the same thing Nick just said. I had actually stopped listening at some point, probably because of being like a goody two-shoe and not liking cuss words or something. But I came back to hear what you guys had to say about the riot, and I was incredibly impressed because 4 years ago, you guys were definitely pro-Trump. And as a conservative, Trump has been a lot for me to the point where I'm kind of embarrassed to be a conservative. So I so appreciate a conservative talk radio show that is honest and true to what's happening and not just what you wish was happening. So thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. That's very nice.
Really sweet.
Well, we just blew through our two nice calls today. when I walked,
go ahead and call back, buddy.
Yeah, can I get Nick and Kelly just on a permanent line? When I walked out to go to the bathroom, Andrew was saying, can you calm down? Can you calm down? You know who you're calling, right? He's standing right here. And someone had called to ask that Dave Glover take the Dave Glover show off the air because Dave Glover's a dunce. Ugh. Because no one with half a brain could believe that Joe Biden won the election. Okay. You know what? That doesn't sound too bad, taking Dave Glover off the air right now. I hereby suspend myself for the rest of the week. I'm going to Nick and Kelly's house. We're going to have such a time. So my original question was about this deplatforming and Parler and Twitter and all this kind of stuff. It is very difficult. I mean, it's hard just to wrap your mind around what it is. Like all the, is it 230, Section 230? Is that what?
Mm-hmm.
That, look, I'm a lawyer. That makes my brain swim. Mm-hmm. If you're doing this, you're a publisher. If you're not doing that, you have protection. But you don't have protection here and you don't have protection there. I think this kind of along the lines Claire is going. Hello, Claire.
Hi. Yes. So you probably know way more about this than I do being a lawyer. But the statement that a private company, you know, they can do whatever they want because they're a private company. I am the first person to agree with that. But since, like, those social media platforms are protected by that Section 230.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that kind of mean that you can't just say they're a private company, they can do what they want? Because to my understanding, some of my taxpayer dollars go towards protecting them against those lawsuits. So I get a little bit incensed when I feel like I'm being censored. That's my comment. Thanks.
You do know more than I do, Claire. So I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, and that's a great, and that's kind of the conundrum I was talking about in the last segment. Like, I don't know enough to know what is legal and not legal for these companies to do. I feel like what I said, you know, like, if you don't like the way this company's what they're doing, go to a different platform. But now we're silencing, now we're eliminating all the other platforms. So if you have the power to eliminate all the competition and all the platforms,
yeah,
and hide behind laws to protect, you know,
true.
That you can, you know, that you could take advantage of when you want to, or say, oh, no, no, that's not us, when it behooves you in another sense. I'm not sure that the, I just don't know where the legal line is drawn. It feels like censorship to me when I see what's going on.
So are we talking about Twitter deciding to suspend Donald Trump's account and the accounts of other people, or are we talking about Amazon not hosting Parler?
I was kind of looping it all together into one big confusing mess.
Section 230 broken down, like just the line here that Dave will probably understand more than anyone, is no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. So no social media platform shall be treated as, you can't sue them for slander.
Right.
But
right.
to me, I actually
or
can't.
Or hold them accountable if somebody does something bad on their platform.
So then we should just, so then they should just keep up harmful content?
I think that's the argument, because if the more they get involved with picking and choosing, then you're a
publisher.
The
more you chip away at this section.
Yeah. If you are really shaping the views on your platform, then aren't you a publisher? Is the argument.
Mm.
And it really is such a catch-22. Because if it is Wild West, do anything, say anything, that comes with obvious problems, some of which we just saw last week. But then I also understand the argument that where do you stop? Because if you start saying, you know what, I don't like Andrew or Rachel, but you guys are fine because Andrew and Rachel are crazy. Well, right. who's to say that the next person is not crazy? They're just a political opponent.
There are some statements that I think we can all agree are harmful. And then... But the problem comes into, because no, of course not, Rachel. They shouldn't just like, well, then, since we can't be held accountable, say whatever you want and be as harmful or dangerous
my
as you want.
My gut.
It's when that line of harmfulness becomes where that is drawn.
Who defines it?
My gut is I want more speech. And also, I kind of want to know where these people are. Regardless of who they are. If there's someone who I'm concerned about, I think I'd rather see their tweets and their Parler posts.
Yeah. That's a good point.
As opposed to, like, where the hell are they? What are they doing? What are they saying? I kind of like knowing where people are. And I think that they have the right to share their beliefs with each other and the world and the ether and the universe. And going back to what Sue said, just... use the laws you have. And if someone on Twitter or Parler or anywhere else violates a law by inciting violence in any way, then you hammer them. And I just think so many of our problems could be solved if we just enforce the laws that we actually have, as opposed to just writing new ones all the time because that's what's fun and sexy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.